Does he know how to unmute? That's right. Do what?
Do I need a microphone over here? As long as there's no feedback. There it is. Okay.
I think you're.
All right. Okay, good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is December 15th, 2020. The time is 10:12 a.m. This is our fourth special session. We are on day one of our agenda. Congressman Big Horse, could you render a morning prayer for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning, dear God, Heavenly Father. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this possible medicine that may bring a cure to our people. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you again be with all of those that are ill, all those that are in mourning, that have lost loved ones. Dear God, Heavenly Father, be with our frontline workers, our medical people. Dear God, Heavenly Father, dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you bless our elders and our children. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless our chiefs and all of our elected officials, dear God, Heavenly Father. And I just ask that you be with us as we render some decisions today and ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Congressman Big Horse, roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Present.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Speaker Pratt?
Let's see.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum, but I'm slightly afraid that we'll get feedback again because I'm showing that Chief's laptop is muted. So
he's using a microphone, so he should be fine.
Okay, just making sure we didn't need to unmute him. Okay, very good. All right, we are now on the executive message. So good morning, Chief Standing Bear. You have the floor. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Speaker. Is this working? I pushed buttons a couple times.
Go ahead and push it again. No.
Okay. Is this on?
Can you hear him? Yes.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler can hear you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And members of the Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn. Well, here it is, 2020 and Christmas. And it's a time of hope. For the birth of Jesus Christ, and a time for the future, even though we are touched by this problem, this disease, we're overcoming these difficulties. The last 10 months has seen our people come together and move forward. Next Monday at 1 o'clock, we are all going to be at a ribbon cutting for the harvest land, greenhouses, aquaponics farms, new employees to produce food for our people to face any challenges to our food supply that may come into the future. We also, a week later, are going to be celebrating the opening of our meat processing plant, the butcher house there in Hominy, and it should provide a meat supply for our people and our neighbors. These are no small tasks, and the generation of Osage leaders that are here now doing that, I'm more than elected leaders, but those who work here as employees daily will be remembered for not being afraid, being sympathetic to those who are suffering, who lost loved ones, but always looking to the future, which is the best of the Osage. This is what we do. This is what our people say we should do. When I was told last session that there was laws which tied us into knots so we could not use monies that have come into the treasury of the Osage Nation, in this case over $20 million, I first of all wanted to know how the Congress could untie these knots, because they are created by us. Then I asked to look at the funding and these are in accounts created by law. And I see, as of today, I asked for an update this morning, in the property income revolving account, there is $350,444. In the property improvement fund, there is $571,000. A real property purchasing fund only has a dollar in it. I hope in the spring we can take care of that, because we have millions of dollars of requests from Osages to purchase restricted land, which they're selling. If we don't buy it, they're selling it to somebody else. We need to get on that. And then the permanent fund had, as of October 31st, a balance of $27 million, over $27 million. And then, as we know, over $20 million has come in, and there's other funds available. Our IIM account for our leases have accumulated with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. So with all this before us, and with the talent we have now and the opportunity we have now, we did not stop in our moving forward on projects, obviously. And we continued with the plan to build new arbors and new community centers in the three villages. And as I said 6 years ago, if gaming was to end, which it may still someday, at least let's come out of this time with new arbors and new community centers, and if necessary, new chapels in the three villages. And for those of you that remember, we started with the roundhouse in Hominy when driving by one snowy winter day, I witnessed the near collapse of that building as the snow caved in the south side of the roof, and the wall was starting to curve inwards, and we did emergency repairs that afternoon and the next day and propped it up. And then came to the Congress and asked for funding, and the Congress responded. And then we built it, rebuilt it, using as much of the original wood as possible, and there it is today. And where there was another arbor, we have a new arbor there today. Where there was no community center, it was an old, like the other buildings, older building, there's a new building. And there's lots of new infrastructure to where I don't think I may have to wear my beaded tennis shoes anymore in Hominy, because it's the rain and the mud, it's mostly gone. And over at Gray Horse, we see the beautiful new community center and the beautiful arbor. And at Pawhuska, one of the first things that happened 6 years ago after Hominy was the new Pawhuska Arbor. So we continued with this plan, which was set some time ago. And the community of Pawhuska in this district has need of a new Wake and Iron Community Center. We call it that, Wake and Iron, in remembrance of that man who fortunately I knew, who stepped forward to help fund, in fact, he put the money up to build what we call Wake and Iron Hall at that time. And the other community members then responded and put money in. And for a long time, that was good enough. I remember being named in there. I remember dancing in there. I was head man dancer in there at one time. And it seemed plenty big enough then as our people were there. And I remember at midnight in the new year when Aunt Lily and the Big Horse family prayed for all of us for the new year, and we used cedar. So that building, it's now a chapel, has a lot of good memories, but we've outgrown it. We need to move on, move forward. So when you see the design and architect renderings and all the architecture and engineering that's been done, you'll see that Wake and Iron Chapel needs to come first, and a place has been chosen for it. And the infrastructure has to be built to where it will support the community center. So this will take months because of our bidding processes. We have to put things out for bid. We are prepared today to issue the bid documents for bid on the chapel. We cannot get into the building of the community center until after the chapel. And if we don't act now, our estimates is that the projects could not be finished, especially the community center, until the year 2023. And that's as soon as we could do it if we don't move now. So we've got to put aside our obstacles that we've created or that are in front of us. I've heard that some people say, well, we shouldn't change our laws. And my response, immediately, went back to when I sat as assistant chief with the council. And I was 37 years old. And I looked at my older elected representatives that were there. And I was the only one in my generation that sat at those tables. And I thought, the law needs to change. So my generation and my children's generation can participate in our Osage Nation government. And just because I inherited a head right, that qualifies me to sit here. And as we all said, I'd rather have my father back. But he passed away under that arbor during the Yoshka in 1974, which seems not too long ago to me. And every year after, I've said, when will we change the law to remove this obstacle? And how many of us today, of our people, would be members or be eligible to hold office or even be on the Osage Congress if we did not change that law? So I am all for changes in law that remove obstacles for the Osage people. And to rely on those obstacles makes one an obstructionist who stand in the way of a future of our people. The administration is going forward with the new generation that are doing wonderful work. The COVID vaccine arrives by noon tomorrow. First, the healthcare workers will receive the vaccinations. Then, those 65 or older with comorbidities. The health clinic, Dr. Shaw, the doctors, the nurses, the staff, the last 10 months have done incredible work. Our constituent services, all the people that have worked overtime and work every day and weekends to move forward have done incredible work. This time has brought forward the best in the Wajaja. We believe the permanent fund should be restored and increased. We believe the appropriation for Waking Iron Chapel and Waking Iron Community Center for building should go forward. And we think that you have to plan for the future way ahead. And even a year or two here seems too long, but we need more senior housing. And because we don't have any place else that's ready, we went ahead for the remaining money from the federal government and expanded and are expanding in the spring. Construction will be starting senior housing in Pawhuska. But we have identified the community of Fairfax as the next most practical place to begin a new senior housing project. And land there has been difficult to find that is out of the flood zone. The director of operations tells me we are ready to move forward on the purchase of the land and demolition. All of our people for the administration are ready to work with this Congress. But should there be laws and rules that stand in the way, we can't change that from where I sit. We have to rely on you. And if an amendment to this proclamation is needed, I fully support it. But to do nothing is your choice. And you can only act as a whole, not as an individual. So we ask that you all come together and support the matters on this executive proclamation. Wayona.
Thank you, Chief. Excuse Excuse me. I needed to grab a pen. Thank you, Chief, for your comments and your thoughts. So I would like to address the members, in particular in discussing about how we're going to move forward. So this proclamation looks very similar to the previous proclamation. There was extensive discussion in the committee prior to the vote almost a week later. We had a lot of discussion during that time, which is what led us to the bill filed by Congresswoman Lemon, which is, you know, an exemption, a one-time exemption of the funds. And while, as Speaker, my vote in the end speaks for itself, you know, I have my opinion on how, and I spoke quite a bit on, and actually probably recommended that be the action that we take at that time, in finding a way, at least regarding amending the law. And that was done so just as a senior member of Congress, trying to think of a solution to move forward. And so I still hold that position myself, but I guess I'm going to focus on the words of, you know, in unison with your remarks in, you know, our people. Again, I've spoken on this before as well, is that we're continuing to move forward. We always move forward, and it's how it brought us to this day. And our people also have been through some really ugly times, tough times, hard times. But we're always in this together, even if we, you know, carry on throughout the time. When it's time for our people to come together, it's us, and we work together for the best, because we are in this as Osage people together, because there's a lot of things outside of here that don't want us. And so I think just overall in the spirit of that, you know, we are faced as leaders with really tough decisions. But the best thing to do is be armed with the information. So as we continue to try to get really good, accurate, timely information and work together with the executive branch, we continue to try to get better at that. But at the same time, it's our job to work through this information thoroughly, but also, be willing to make those kinds of decisions. And I understand that we are, unprecedented times, and we are, and that's kind of what we were up against. We've never had this amount of money at the end of a fiscal year. We talked a lot about investment. We talked about, we had members, flabbergasted at the lack of investment. And that's really the action of all of us, both branches, because we are charged with approving the financial management plan. So it's something that we as, a team between executive and legislative branch need to get it better at. But at the same time, while we can't believe we haven't done a better job and need to do a better job and have stated we need to do a better job, a bill within this proclamation would help allow us to do that job at this time. And But we can't with this money tied up, and it's, you know, hopefully it's not tied up forever. We'll get there. Some have, you know, different discomfort, a discomfort level, and they have their reasons why. I will speak and say that I agree in you know, in my vote when it comes time, and speaking for myself at the moment, I agree in moving forward with the very epitome of who we are as Osage people, and what our lives revolve around is our village communities and our dances, you know, our Native American churches, you know, those fireplaces that we have. And this is just our way of life here. And you know, like when we purchased the ranch, it, I guess, is, you know, not at all cost when it comes to money. But I think with passion and my heart, at all costs, I would do whatever it took to preserve our way of life and our culture. Because that's all I know. That's who I am. And so I think that if something, I know we, you know, always, everybody has the what ifs, and that's good to look forward and anticipate, but at the same time, I kind of think that I hold the opinion of, you know, should our gaming go down, all seven casinos again at once, and like I said, we always thought, well, what if Sand Springs caught on fire, you know, what we need to say. We never thought at once they would all be, so to speak, on fire all at the same time, and that happened. But we quickly went into the permanent fund. We quickly took money. We're looking at the possibility of replenishing it at this time, but we can't unless we take certain action. So I think that there's just decisions that have to be made, and I understand that we made them a couple of weeks ago. I hope that people have been talking, people have been doing, you know, a little further thought and research on where we are, but also to not fear what is to come, because again, we've been at $30 million for quite some time, and I think that, you know, if the pandemic should put us in a position to where we go even longer than what the casinos were closed down before, then I mean that's our fault for not being in a better savings position at this point anyway. So I don't think that holding back $10 million is going to really make a difference if the worst should actually happen. So I would really wish to preserve again who we are and have a place for us to be and continue on. But that's just my opinion. That's how I feel. But I just wanted the overarching message to be, and we are in agreement on that, is that we continue to hopefully move forward. I don't necessarily feel rushed, but we want to be thorough, and should that take some time, okay. But I just want everyone to really think about all the details here, because that's what we're charged with, is we have to really know the information and think about the words that we're using, be consistent, but also think about moving forward. And so that's kind of where we're at, and that's what today is going to look like, is I guess the elephant in the room is, has anyone changed their mind? Because we know what the vote was previously, But people have had time to discuss, people have had time to take another look and do further research, and if they feel the same, then they feel the same. But that's how today's going to look, because we are working with mostly the same bills that we were, that we voted on a couple of weeks ago. And so ONCA 2108, should it not pass, then we would be in the position of moving to withdraw or going ahead and voting on bills that the money wouldn't even be there. So that would be wild if that passed with knowing the money isn't there, so in the proper place to be utilized. So that's how today's going to look. This is all going to go to appropriations. We're going to spend the day working on that, and it's going to take as long as it takes. And if that takes 1 hour for everyone to kind of know we're in the same place, then so be it, and we'll move forward. But I believe that the individuals have been invited to participate in the discussion, and there could possibly be new information. So we will work through that, but this bill is extremely important in knowing how we're going to move forward. And so when we vote later today, then we will start with that bill, of course, and we'll have a better idea. But I just want to remind everyone to take your time, ask questions, and communicate with the executive branch. I thank Chief and your branch for communicating with us as much as possible. I do see a change. I do see progress, but we still have a lot of work to do on both sides, but always remembering that we are one when it comes to our common goal of caring for our people and taking care of business. So we do have big decisions to make, and I just ask that everyone, be respectful of one another, and we'll take however much time it requires. And I think that's it. I hope everyone has a good day, but it's my thoughts that we would likely end today, because after one long appropriations meeting, we should know where we stand, so we would come back in later this evening, or we would be done by 1 o'clock or so today. So okay, thank you, Chief, again for your remarks and your thoughts, and I hope everyone has a good day. Thank you. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Give me just one moment. Here, I apologize. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Assistant Chief, Chief Standing Bear, all members of Congress, and anyone listening in. I'm reading in Bill ONCA 21-08, an act to provide a one-time exemption from the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund Act for the $20 million deposit made by Osage casinos on the last day of the fiscal year 2020, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 2109, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,750,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Hall in the Pawhuska Indian Village, and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read in ONCA 2110, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,720,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Chapel in the Pawhuska Indian Village, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Second Speaker Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Good morning to everybody. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-11, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,567,959 to the permanent fund to replenish the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon, please continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 21-12, an act to authorize and appropriate $57,000 to the Real Property Purchase Fund for purchase of real property and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Also reading in ONCA 21-13, an act to authorize and appropriate $18,000 to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund for improvement to property in Fairfax and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. ONCA 2108, 2109, 2110, 2111, 2112, and ONCA 2113 are all assigned to the Appropriations Committee. We are in motions and notices.
Speaker, this is Jody.
Second Speaker Rebar.
Thank you. I would like to give notice that the Appropriations Committee meeting will meet here very shortly, and I would like to propose the time of 11:15. That allows the clerk to get ready.
Okay. The meeting would begin at 11:15. It is scheduled to go until 3 p.m., I believe. Second Speaker.
Yep.
Would allow bites to eat somewhere in there, but otherwise keep going until 3 at the very least. So I would say, if you all wanted to be just on standby, otherwise we'll come back. You know, we'll plan to come back at 3, but I would say that everyone be on standby in the event that it is, if you're not participating, in the event that we contact you, because we are going to go back into session earlier. Depending on what time it is, I would be on standby, and the clerk and I will make sure that we email you and give you a text message just to notify everyone what time we'll return. So if there's nothing else, then I would entertain a motion to recess to the call of the chair.
So moved, Brandy.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Excuse me, we are in recess till probably likely this afternoon. Thank you.
Second Speaker Rivard.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
My computer cut out for just a second when you were talking in motions and notices. And what time are we going to go into appropriations?
That was.